This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. This hour, we're playing restaurant matchmaking. In the studio is my foodie correspondent, David Danzig. David, thanks for spending your Saturday with me.
My pleasure, or I guess at Zunzi's, they would say, blank yeah.
Blank yeah.
Blank yeah.
Because it's so much fun answering your calls, and we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We can help you locate your favorite sandwich, your favorite pizza, barbecue, any type of food that you have a hankering for, and hopefully the area you're looking for and the price point, or a special occasion restaurant, what have you. That's what we're here for this hour. And I'd like to thank Alicia on the board and Rachel on the phones, keeping us all afloat this hour. And so thank you for that. And let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Elijah. And
Elias.
Elias. There we go, Elias, because I'm so good with names. Elias, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Okay, Elias, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for a good Greek restaurant in Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, I love great Greek food as well. Do you happen to be kind of north of town? Where are you located?
Yeah, I'm actually way north of town, but you have to come down here if you're north of Atlanta because there's nothing really up there.
Okay.
So for an occasion to come down to Atlanta and have a good sit-down Greek dinner would be great.
So I love this place. It's up in, it's technically Roswell, Georgia. It's on Sandy Plains. It is called Gyro Village, and they went ahead and just spelled it like Americans would sound it out. It's Y-E-E-R-O Village, authentic Greek gyros, and then they spelled it the Greek way, G-Y-R-O-S, Gyro Village. And it's from the guys that put out the Marietta Diner. They have a place called Pasta Bella. They have a place called Cherokee Cattle Company, another one called the Mexican Casa Grande, and they have a new one called a Marietta Fish Market. So Gyro Village, that is up on Sandy Plains in Roswell. It's a great family place. It's gyros and authentic Greek salads, grilled octopus. They do beef kebabs and baby lamb chops. I mean, it's the real deal. It's very cool. It's very casual. My favorite gyro, actually, though, is you're going to have to come all the way down. Like, you're going to have to come down by the Capitol. But it is a special, special place. It is called Nick's Food to Go, and it's on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. It's near the Capitol. It is in a pile of bricks. It is a hole in the wall. I mean, it's a true dive, but Nick is a semi-retired, from the mainland of Greece guy. And they do the most spectacular gyros that I've had outside of Greece itself. So Nick's Food to Go, you kind of wait online. There's some picnic tables. It is nothing fancy, but the gyros and a lot of the stuff they do is just, next level experience there.
All right, that sounds great. I appreciate it. So cool. I'll probably take the family to Gyro's in Roswell.
Gyro Village.
I'll slide in when I'm down at the airport to Nick's.
Take that to go. Bring it on the plane. Open that sucker. Open one of those things up. Your seatmate will be jealous of a Nick's Food to Go Gyro.
Definitely get the window seat if you open that.
Yeah, yeah. Get some extra garlic in your tahini, and then you'll really make some people mad on Delta.
All right, that sounds great. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call. Yeah. It's 11 minutes after 2 o'clock, 80 degrees here on Peachtree Street, and we're playing restaurant matchmaking. You can give us a call at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. David Danzig and I are taking your calls. Let's go back to the phones and speak with Henry and Marietta. Henry, you're going to throw David a curveball with this one.
Oh, boy.
Curveballs are good. I was Always looking for ramen. Maybe not this time of year, but definitely in the fall and winter. Always look for a good ramen. And
yeah, man.
There's a couple good ones up here in Marietta, but I always struggle to find a good one.
What do you like up in Marietta?
There's one called the Bowl that's on Cobb Parkway. That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah. My favorite ramen place, and there's a few of them now, it's called Jinya. J-I-N-Y-A. That's an export from the West Coast. It's a huge deal out in L.A., and so it's sort of starting to take over here. There's one in Sandy Springs. It's near Roswell Road in Hammond. It's literally next door to D. Geller & Son. There's a jewelry store right there. So Jinya's right next to it. And then there's one on Roswell Road in Buckhead, sort of in the Chastain area. But to me, you know, that is the noodles and the broth. You know, ramen's really about the broth and the umami, and the, you know, it seems like a very simple, for those of you who ate it in college and, you know, just poured boiling water into a cup, styrofoam cup, which was really good, by the way, but
and cheap,
exactly. But true ramen is really for the palate that understands it is so complex. But I really like Jinya. I think they, you know, that would be my, that place is very craveable once you get in there and get a couple of their bowls.
Sounds good. That's
yeah, man.
You can't go wrong with a bowl of ramen in the wintertime.
No, that is a different level of comfort food.
Yes, it is. Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for your call. And folks, if you want to jump on the line just like Henry did, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. I believe, let's see, Sherry might be ready here. Let's see if she is. Sherry incoming. No, Sherry is not ready. She's still being screened. Sherry is ready now.
Okay.
Hey, Sherry, welcome to WSB. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Now, you're a woman after my own heart with this one.
It's my favorite, and I only know one place to get it, and it's not close to my house. So I need snow crab legs.
Snow crab legs. We had that call, I think, the last time with Erica when she was on.
I can eat my weight in crab legs.
Yeah.
It's really
embarrassing. I know. They never bring enough.
No.
You know, I'm pretty sure where's your house located?
I'm Cumming.
Oh, you're up in Cumming? So
yeah.
I'm trying to think. Up near you, there is a place, I'm pretty sure they have snow crab. Well, it's called the Fat Crab. It's up on Peachtree Industrial. It's more Duluth. Is that drivable for you?
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm not really sure. Up and coming. I mean, there's some really good seafood places up in the Avalon area. Have you been up there?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the seafood place up there that I really like, and Brine Seafood Shack. I'm trying to see if they have that. That is a really neat place right there in Avalon. And they're really seasonally focused, so I wouldn't be surprised if they get snow crab when it's in season.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I'm not being a better help. I know that our friend Erica, who sits in on the show with us, she really likes the juicy crab. That's also up in on Pleasant Hill, and I believe they have snow crab there too.
She likes spondivets.
And spondivets, that's right, but that's coming south.
That's coming way south.
Yeah, that's coming way south.
And how about 6 feet under? Their crab legs are
yep, 6 feet under. Those are two great places. Those are also in town.
No, not King, right?
Right.
Yep. And I believe the Steamhouse Lounge, that's in Midtown. I believe they also have snow crab as well. I'm sorry, I'm not more. That is not more on my radar, but snow crab is fantastic when you can find it in town.
What was the name of the place in Duluth?
There's one called the juicy crab on Pleasant Hill, I believe.
Okay.
Yep, it's 2205 Pleasant Hill, And, you know, they do seafood, and they got a little Cajun Creole thing going there.
Cool.
Yeah.
And check
Brian, too. Brian Modern Seafood Shack. I bet you that'll make appearances. Brian, that's in Avalon right up there near you. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. That is one of my, I just cannot get enough.
No. It's yeah, when it's fresh and cold and
it's just delicious. Mm-hmm. Okay, David, back to the phones we go, sweetheart. We're speaking with Jade in Atlanta. Jade, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
I lived in Sichuan, China for a year, and I'm looking for a good hot pot restaurant, if you know of any.
I love hot pot. Have you been down on Buford Highway? Are you familiar with Buford Highway?
Yeah, moderately familiar.
Yeah, so there's a few really good places down on Buford Highway. I really like, let's see here.
I tell you, why don't we tease her with that?
Okay.
And then come back to her after the break. We're going to tease you with that. I promise you we'll come back to you, Jade, and give you the hot pot places on Buford Highway. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to the show where we're doing restaurant matchmaking with my buddy David Danzig of the website Bites and Sights. And we had Jade, bless Jade's heart, we're putting her back on the air. Okay, Jade is looking for a good hot pot.
Yes.
So for those of you who don't, you know much about what hot pot is, you know, it's this Chinese concept. You basically cook it at your table, and you know it's a really great experience to, you know, they'll bring you the broth and then they've got burners there at the table. I really like one called J's, the letter J apostrophe S, J's Mini Hot Pot Deluxe, and they've got one on Buford Highway, and it's, you know, it's bright and clean, and it's great for, you know, group friendly. They prepare them shabu shabu style. That's, you know, Jay, are you familiar? I'm sure if you've been over there,
yeah,
you know. So I'm partial to that. Like that's probably my pick right there. Jay's Mini Hot Pot Deluxe.
Okay, awesome. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. I also really like, have you been to Nam Phuong on Buford Highway? Are you familiar with that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's not hot pot per se, because it's more Vietnamese style, but they do this soup there that is, they do a Thai hot pot where they'll bring the burner, you know, it's not built into the table like a lot of hot pot restaurants.
Yeah.
But they'll bring the burner to your table and they'll bring the broth, and it's sort of similar concept. You put in the seafood, you put in the vegetables and the banana leaves and the you know, the sprouts and everything, and you cook it there at your table. But they do one, it's called a Thai hot pot, and if to me that is one of my, I could bathe in that broth. It is so good. So
okay.
That's called Nam Phuong. If you want to kind of go off style a little bit of the hot pot, but Jay's Mini Hot Pot Deluxe, you'll be cooking good stuff there.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jade.
And I'm impressed that you're doing some cooking.
Well, when it comes all chopped up and prepared and it's cleaned and, you know, I'm good. I'm good from that point on.
You just put it in and they tell you how long?
I just need, yeah, I either need like some line cooks and sous chefs to come over to my house. And I'm a good executive chef, I think. And that's why I like to go to restaurants a lot, because I am not the there's too much.
You know your limits.
I know my limits, and being ADD and always hungry. It's just I'm good to go. I'm good to go now. When I'm hungry, I am hungry.
You're right. No time for cooking. Okay, let's go see if we can squeeze in Lee and Cumming. Lee, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I am good. I am looking for a good, authentic German restaurant. There are some up here that say they're authentic, but they are not good.
You want some schnitzel?
I want some Rouladen, some German meals that normally are not on your typical German menu unless it's a true German restaurant.
Yeah, we get this call and I get it. I've been to Germany, and I love authentic German food. And the only place that I've been that I feel is authentic is near the aquarium downtown, in like the world of Coca-Cola. It's called Der Biergarten. And it's, to me, that is the one place that I've been that I feel is authentic.
That's okay, just I haven't always tried that, so
have you not tried that? Yeah,
no,
I mean,
so I'll try that.
Yeah, and of course there's beer, but they've got a lot of the meats and the bratwurst and knackwurst and
all the worst.
The Jaeger Schnitzel and the Wiener Schnitzel. I mean, it's really good. It's really good. Try Der Biergarten. It's down by the aquarium.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thanks for your call, Lee. Bye-bye. And if worst comes to worst, she can go to Helen.
She can go to Helen back. Oh, that was cheap. I couldn't help it. Dave Baker just channeled through me, and all of a sudden, I couldn't help it.
Okay. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're doing something that's one of my favorite things that we do on the air, and that's play restaurant matchmaking. And we do it with our foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net, and also a writer for Social Season magazine. And David's in the studio taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Okay, David, back to the phone lines.
Okay.
30 minutes left, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to talk to BJ. BJ in Oconee County. Are you on the lake, I hope?
Hello?
Hi. It's RJ.
You got it.
Okay, I hate this new computer system.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, what are you looking for, RJ?
Okay, I'm looking for a good quality Chinese restaurant that serves wonderful pork buns.
Yeah, I love pork buns or bao, B-A-O. It's like really like a steamed, steam bun. And then you stuff it with I like it with like a savory meat, like pork belly. A lot of times you can do it with vegetables. A couple places that I really like, you may have to get your GPS out and come on into town. But there's one in, have you been to Krog Street Market? Are you familiar with Krog Street Market? That's in kind of the old Fourth Ward Inman Park part of Atlanta in town?
No, not at all.
Krog Street Market is this really cool, rehabilitated, it was an old, I think it was a factory, if I'm not mistaken. And now it's full of these incredible little food stalls. There's a few sit down restaurants in there. And, one of the ones that's in there is called Susie Sue's. And they specialize in buns. It's called Susie's, S-U-Z-Y. And then it's S-I-U apostrophe S, Susie Sue's Bows. And they do really, top shelf bao with, pork belly and such. There's another place I really like that's Taiwanese. So a little distinction there. And that's in Midtown, also off of Monroe. And it's called Amaz, A-H, and then M-A apostrophe S. Amaz Taiwanese Kitchen. And they do gorgeous, gorgeous bao. I like to go in there. They do one called the Dirty Bird. It's got a little bit of a spicy chicken to it, shrimp bao. They do pretty much anything you want, but it's, it's that executed, really well executed, where it's hot and steamed, and savory. So I think those two places, if you're willing to make a little bit of a drive, is are going to make you happy.
Anything available in the Athens-Watkinsville area?
There probably are, my man, but I'm an in-town boy. I really, if I had six clones, I would send them out on missions all the time. for right. food. But
the local Chinese restaurants, and it's like what are pork buns?
Yeah. Yeah. General Tso's chicken, you could probably get that aplenty, but pork buns is a little more of a unique flavor. It's something the American palate.
Taste them, you're hooked.
Yes, exactly. But those two places, you will be quite happy. Susie Zoo's and Ama's Taiwanese Kitchen.
I appreciate that. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, RJ. Enjoy the lake.
Will do.
Okay, bye-bye. 39 minutes after 2 o'clock, 82 degrees. Back to the phone lines we go, where we're going to speak with Daryl and Cumming. Daryl, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hello, I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you, Belinda and David.
Hey. Thank you. You too.
Great. I'm in Cumming, as you said, so another north of the city, so I'm stretching you here, David.
I've got family up in Cumming. It's awesome up there.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for some good Polish food. I'm originally from Michigan, just north of Detroit, and I was just recently back there and noticed all the Polish restaurants and have never been able to find anything of quality or anything at all, for that matter, in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, it's a weird, you'd think, because it's such good, hearty food. It's just not something that, I don't know, that just doesn't resonate down here with the Southern palates. And, it's kind of hard to find. A couple callers ago were looking for good German food. I know that's not Polish. And I suggested Der Biergarten, which is downtown on Marietta Street, right. for a lot of those Eastern European meats and stuff. I honestly don't have a good answer for you. I'm looking out here. There's a place on Lawrenceville Highway called Sausage World, and there's another place called Patex Meats. I don't know of any, I don't have like a good go-to, Polish food place for you to get kielbasa and, that I could, reliably recommend to you.
Sure. Yeah. I just had some really good, pierogies and potato pancakes in Michigan and, thought there's gotta be some place back home that I can go to, but, kind of striking out.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, pierogi. Gosh, if you anybody's had pierogies, mm-hmm. Nobody doesn't love that. It's like, but it's an art to it, and I just don't know if we need to. Maybe we can import a chef down from that area up in Michigan to come down here and change people's minds. I don't know.
That sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't have a better answer. I wish but let's put it out there, and hopefully we'll get something good.
Absolutely. Thank you, and have
All
a great
right.
day.
Thank you. You too. Keep listening, Daryl. Hopefully we'll come up with something before the show's end.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call. All right. Go back to the phone lines. This one may be a stretch for you, David. I can't wait.
Man.
I know. I'm working you today.
Just, jeez.
Wipe your brow. You
okay.
ready?
Whew. All right.
Okay. Earl in Atlanta, you're on WSB. How are you today, Earl?
Okay, I'm well, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, what you looking for?
Well, I was wondering if there are any restaurants that still serve pheasant in Atlanta, maybe with a brandy cream sauce?
Gosh, well, that is a curveball, my man. I don't... Nothing like strikes me on for pheasant. I know some places that do wild game, but pheasant is pretty. The one thing that came to my mind is it's downtown. There's a Russian restaurant called Nikolai's Roof,
right?
And I believe pheasant is on their menu. It's I feel like I've had it there before. Is that just you just got a taste for that? I mean, that is an unusual one. I don't know a lot of people just like.
Need some
quail,
pheasant,
like, but pheasant is a whole different kind of game.
Yeah, there. Canoe used to serve pheasant on their menu, but I haven't seen it there in a while. And I've had it before, pheasant before, and I like the bird, and I just haven't seen it really on any menus of restaurants that I frequent.
Yeah, that's a pretty obscure one. you know, again, I've had it too. It's delicious. It's just, I don't know if, you know, there's seasons for that stuff. So it may be more in the fall. You'll have, you know, when it gets to be hunting season there. I'm on Nikolai's roof here and seeing, I don't see it. It may have been a seasonal thing. Yeah, I wish I could help you.
Okay, well, I'll keep my eyes open on their menu. Maybe I'll appear again then.
Yeah. Probably in the fall. I think that's when you start seeing venison and some other things, like, you know, late in, you know, November and December when the hunting season's out.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. If you find it, Earl, call back and let us know.
Okay, will do. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to throw I'm going to make this one easy.
Okay, yeah. Softball, please.
Okay, here we go. I think this is Elizabeth in Vinings. You're on WSB. How are you today?
Super.
Okay, what can we help you with?
This is an easy one, I think.
Okay.
Fried oyster po' boy.
Oh, yes.
And I already know about Henry's and Ackworth, so someplace else.
Fried oyster po' boy. I just had one the other day that was so good. And I'm a Tulane grad, so I spent 4 years in New Orleans. And, great place down there, Acme Oyster House. You just, you know, a great po' boy has, it's got to have that right baguette. There's a bakery down there called Leidenheimer's. So I definitely know what I'm talking about here. There's one, and you're inviting, so you'll come in town. There's a restaurant in Midtown on Myrtle Street. It is called Bon Ton, Bonton. In New Orleans, you say Le Bon Ton Roule, which is, you know, let the good times roll. But this is Bon Ton. This is a New Orleans, it's like a Cajun, and there's like Vietnamese little mix in it. It's a really neat spot. And they do an oyster po' boy that I thought was outstanding. It's served a little open face. You can try to, you know, handle it manually, but it's really big. It's fantastic. And they do a twist on it where they do a Nashville hot oyster roll. So it's got some kick to it. And it was really one of the best sandwiches I've had in a long time. But they also do, you know, they'll do a house po' boy, you know, and they do have the Leidenheimer French bread, which is, you know, really essential, I think, to the to having a po' boy. There's a great place also on Buford Highway that's called the Crawfish Shack, and that is about as, you know, authentic New Orleans kind of they do great boils and stuff, but you can get a good po' boy at the Crawfish Shack Seafood. It's on Buford Highway as well.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Check it
David
out.
David and Belinda.
Okay. Thank you. Sure. Bye bye. All right, David, we're going to have to do a couple of years ago, we did a guide to Buford Highway.
Yeah.
And it was so popular because Buford Highway can be so intimidating.
I think
What is good? What is clean? What is acceptable? What is not? And so you kind of tried them all and did a cursory about where to go. And I think we need to do that again.
I think I'm up to the task. I think I'm up to the task. Yeah, a lot's changed. Buford Highway's changing. There's, you know, the Chamblee area is starting to really gentrify. And I think there's been a couple of openings out there. There's one in particular. It's called the Food Terminal. And it is this bright, it's Malaysian food. And it's this bright, beautiful, modern. The menu has photographs. So, you know, there's no lost in translation. You know what you're going to get. And that place is packed. And it's really, I think, changing. You know, and it's marketed properly. You the website is informational and it's easy to find. A lot of those places don't even have websites. I was trying to find that Jay's Mini Hot Pot we were talking about. They don't have a website. I'm sure they're just like, I'm busy running the kitchen. I'll do a free Facebook page. But, you know, Westerners, we want to look at menus and we want to see pictures and we want to know what we're getting. And so Buford Highway is changing. Yes, we need to do an update.
We'll do an update for you. Okay. Coming back with our final segment in just a moment. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome to the final segment of Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. So we had one of our traffic troopers, so to speak, out there come up with a great idea for some of the European selections that people have called in.
Yeah, today we've gotten a couple calls about German food and Polish food. My good friend Beth Radke, she's really my Beaufort Highway ninja. She's a black belt. I'm really just like a green belt or something. Beth suggested there's a place in Marietta called the European Deli, Marietta. And that is on Roswell Road in Marietta. And she said that place is good for lots of Eastern European food. So maybe for those callers who are looking for Polish, German foods, try the European Deli in Marietta.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so where would you send people if they really want to step out of their comfort zone? Because people get into their comfort zone and just go to the same restaurant over and over and over, week after week after week. What would you tell them to do, David?
You know, I think that we talk about, we talked earlier a little bit about Krog Street Market, and we've talked at the beginning of the show more a little bit about Pont City Market. Those are two really incredible melting pots of ethnic food. Mm-hmm. Those are in town, so you have to come in. But those are the types of places you can go, and there's stalls and there's little kiosks, so you can get small bites. You can go into Pont City Market and get a Cuban sandwich at El Super Pan, and then maybe go down a ways there, and Gia's. There's a great Sichuan Chinese restaurant there. There's a couple of great Italian places, and those are really good food halls. I mean, that's sort of like a new thing now, are these food halls. There's going to be one coming into Colony Square when the construction gets done, probably sometime next year. But I think a lot of times that's what people like. I would also go maybe to the food truck park over on Howell Mill, where that's a place where a lot of the food trucks go, or seek out a food truck festival. Those are really good places to go and try new things and expand your palate. And
now, a lot of those, the family all doesn't have to eat the same thing.
Exactly.
I kind of give each one in my family a $20 bill, yeah, and say, everybody go.
Yep, and meet back at a picnic table, or meet back at one of the common seating areas. But we're a multicultural, international city. I mean, we can get anything we want here now, and concepts are banging down the doors to get in. I just read there's a there's something coming. There's going to be a robot staffed frozen yogurt concept coming to Atlanta.
Oh, cool.
We the city has money, and we have all these people from different parts of the world and the country that are coming in, and we can support these incredible concepts now. Like we were eating these incredible salads from Chopped at the at the beginning of the show. So I think you just have to set your mind to it, and with the internet and with Yelp, there's a great resource I like. There's a website called Eater mm-hmm. Atlanta. They have their top 38 restaurants. That is a super reliable resource to try new places and see kind of what's reliable. I really trust Eater, Zagat, Zagat.com. So, just set your mind to getting out of your rut and trying new things. And it's hard too. It can be overwhelming. I mean, we've been tsunamied by new restaurants. So, don't feel like bad that you can't get to all of it. Just try one new thing at a time.
Try one new restaurant a week, probably, and step out maybe of your neighborhood and try the next neighborhood and invite a couple of friends. And food is communal, and that's where conversation and good community begins.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So what's coming on your radar? What are you most looking forward to?
Well, again, I'm going tonight to Tiny Lou's, which is the new restaurant that just opened in the newly renovated Claremont hotel. You know, recently we've been talking about there's a sort of a game-changing steakhouse just opened in Buckhead. It's called Little Alley Steak. A lot of people might know the one from Roswell. I think we're going to be having the creator of Little Alley on the show here in the coming weeks. They just texted me. They're starting lunch on Monday.
Okay.
So if you wanted to kind of get down there and check out this new Little Alley is something like the city has not seen, really. It's like a Las Vegas style restaurant. It's huge and it's beautiful and it's an incredible design. You know, we talked earlier in the show about this sandwich place that I just tried called Zunzi's that came in from Savannah. That place is you know, kind of the next level sandwich shop. There's it's really hard to keep up with it. It really is.
So there's no use in being so humdrum about your food and getting in a rut, because Atlanta is a plethora of great culinary surprises around every turn. You just have to be willing to go out there and try something new.
Yeah. So follow, you know, if you want to follow, keep up with my eating trail, my website is Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S.net, bitesandsites.net. And then you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Bites and Sites. So,
all right.
Yeah, we'll be eating up a storm.
And I can't wait to see what you bring to the table for Breaking Chews next week.
Yep.
All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Have a great weekend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.